Royal Valley Locker Room Chatter continues tonight. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, Brandon Tam, and joined now by Royal Valley Boys coach. That is Chris Brown. Certainly a lot to dissect, you know, since we last spoke a week ago. You know, you guys had your Panther Classic, you know, two good games or two good teams coming in, a good win against Chapman, you know, in that first game, 66-52. A very good Santa Fe Trail team you saw in that second game. That was an SFT win, 50-46. So I know we're trying to get that last game with St. Mary's Academy rescheduled, so that's in the works, you know, to potentially close out that third game of that classic. But, you know, just the 1-1 record against Chapman and Santa Fe Trail, the overall thoughts on those two games that you saw last week.
Yeah, you know, starting with Chapman, first of all, obviously a team that struggled to get wins, you know, and they know that. That's not, you know, it's not saying anything bad, but my gosh, are they better than they were a year ago? And they do play hard, and they out physicaled us, and they were out hustling us, and you know, I know we've highlighted Jace a little bit for that night. That was the coolest thing about this night, man. We were getting outworked, and then we had a kid say, "Nah, enough of this. I'm going to be the guy on the floor. I'm going to be the guy diving out of bounds," and he was all over the place, and just filled the stat sheet, including the 10 steals, and truly meant something to the win. You know, sometimes you could get 10 steals in a 40-point win that didn't affect the game at all. Maybe you were pressing and just took it from him. Those were not his steals, man. His steals were coming off his guy, diving out of bounds, getting on the floor. Super impressive effort from him.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, timely steals at a crucial point in that game when it was a 1-2 possession game. He's getting three or four steals, you know, in a short span to help you guys kind of pull away, you know, in the latter portions of that game against Chapman. You know, 50-46, you know, you talked last week, very challenging in a good Santa Fe Trail team. What was kind of the difference in maybe that four-point loss?
I should say two-half game, really. Their momentum started about the last minute and a half of the second quarter, but we had the game under control. We were guarding them well, and I thought we guarded them well the whole game. Our offense just slowed down. We were making tough shots and tough finishes at the rim, and unfortunately when that slowed down for us, we had a hard time maintaining it. We did have a kid go down with a knee injury in that game, Shaughnessy Williams, who had been playing so well for us, and that kind of hurt some of our momentum in the second half, but that was no excuse. You know, we had to find a way to get a few more buckets, but really came down to the last minute. We were up one and missed two free throws, and then they go the other way and hit a three in our face and take the lead, and from there, you know, we miss our shot, they make their free throws, and the game's over. So one of those games that definitely came down to literal a possession or two late in the last minute. I always like to emphasize, I've heard people say, every possession matters the same. No, it doesn't. In the last 90 seconds to a minute, those are definitely much more big to the outcome of the game, and they made the plays, and we did not. And they certainly deserve the win for making those plays late.
So hoping to get that St. Mary's Academy game. It's in the works as far as a possible makeup for that last game of that classic. But until then, you know, you guys got to dive right back into Big East League play. You know, Tuesday night, you went on the road to St. Mary's, still the number 9 ranked team in the 2A class. We were there. We had it on KNZA. You know, a game first half, both teams a little bit sluggish on offense. It was fairly low scoring. You know, there was a little bit of separation in that third quarter, but it was a 9-point game going into the fourth quarter. You guys had some opportunities for sure, but, you know, St. Mary's had about a 2-3 minute stretch where they went on a little bit of a run, able to pull away for that win. So in terms of what you saw Tuesday night, diving right back into Big East League play on the road at St. Mary's.
I thought we played great and shot poorly. You know, I wasn't upset with how we played. I thought we handled the ball. I think we had us for 12 turnovers, which against a good team with that kind of guard play is very good for us. I thought we defended him well. You know, Ben DeVader, such a great player for him, and I think he ended up with maybe 17, but I promise he worked for him. You know what I mean? It wasn't easy, and we lost him twice early. He had 6 in the first 30 seconds.
So, yeah.
You know, from that point on, really did a darn good job with him. And made some other guys, you know, beat us, and that was kind of the goal. And like you said, hung around and could just never quite hit the shots we needed to really, you know, really pressure them a little. Down 3 the last possession of the first half, and they hit a 3 at the gun, and then like you said, they only extended by 3 in that third. We're still there, you know, we just needed to find a way to score a little more efficiency and couldn't do that. But I left the game thinking we played well, and you know, to me the most frustrating thing when I'm coaching is we get out rebounded and we turn it over too many times. And I thought we did great on the boards, and we relatively, you know, took care of the ball. And so, you know, couldn't leave there mad at anything. Certainly wasn't upset. Just the ball didn't go in for us as much as we wished it would have. and they stepped up and made plays when they needed to.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown joining us. Again, a busy stretch coming up here with a return trip back home Friday, back in league play against Riley County, and then next up Tuesday, taking on Holton as well, again, in the works, trying to get that St. Mary's Academy game from last week rescheduled potentially next week. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, always great talking to you. Thanks for coverage last night.